My name is Adriana Tassini, and I am the head of the Certified Translation Professional Program, which is an online training program for translators. And as part of running this program, we have interviewed many translation experts like yourself, so we can offer this audio recording, you know, of these interviews to the participants within our program. And today we are interviewing here Carmela from the US, who is an expert in translation. And with that, let's get started with the interview. So Carmela, once again, thank you for taking the time to complete this phone interview with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I am honored and pleased to do this.
That's good to know. Thank you. So can you tell us how many years of experience do you have working as a translator?
Certainly. Let me start with a little bit of history. At the age of six, I started translating and interpreting for my parents, my friends and neighbors. I'd be taken to offices such as doctor's offices, utility companies, read letters, forms. And that's when I actually had my first aha moment at the age of seven. I went with a neighbor to the gas company to something about her bill. And at the end of that interaction, the neighbor gave me a dollar bill and asked me to have it changed because she wanted to give me something for being so helpful. I gave it to the gas company employee and I asked him to please change the bill. He took it in his hand, and then he kept running his hand over the bill and saying, poof, change into a rabbit, poof, change into a flower. And then he looked at me and he said, well, little girl, what do you want me to change it to? So I looked at him and I told him, quarters, dimes, and nickels. I mean, it was obvious to me. So then he went and got the change, gave it to me, and looked at me and told me, next time you should ask to break the bill. I took the change in my little hands, gave it to the neighbor lady, and I turned and looked at the man, and I told him, hey, mister, how is it then that we have the change in our hand and the dollar bill is still in one piece? You didn't break it. So that morning, I learned a lifelong lesson that there is always more than one way to say something and get the same result. So right. Since then, I looked for all the options and I select the best possible one. And now fast forward to when I was 15 years old, I was at an attorney's office and he was having problems with a couple, a Hispanic couple, trying to get the proper documents from them. So I went over and I stepped in, excused myself, and told them what the attorney was asking them for. And he asked me if I could come back on their next appointment to help translate, not only, interpret for them and translate the documents because they were in Spanish. On that appointment, I actually got hired as a part-time student worker and earning as much as his legal secretary, because from there on, the attorney tripled his clientele with my skills on board. So I graduated them from high school and went to work for the government here in California for 30 and a half years. And through that career, I have translated a plethora of documents having to do with policy, procedures, manuals, information brochures, legal forms. So to answer your question in that long way around, I've been, for pay, I've been translating for 44 years.
Oh, wow, that's very impressive. You definitely started in the industry at a very early age. And apparently you really like what you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be still translating right now.
You have to love what you do, and you have to even be willing at times to do it for no pay.
That's right. And can you tell us how many languages can you translate into?
I translate English to Spanish and Spanish to English. Perfect. And I speak a little bit of French, but not enough to do translations.
I see. Very good. And do you have any formal education or background in the field of translation?
Well, back in the days when I formally started in the government, there actually were not many classes that you could sign up to. So my education at the time was reading periodicals, magazines, dictionaries, listening to television and radio. And then I did start taking courses, not college courses, on my own. And I was very lucky that in my work environment, I worked with people from Spain and Peru, Argentina, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and El Salvador. So So whenever I had to do a translation, I would go to them and have them read it and give me from their knowledge of the language what it meant for them. And that's how I would arrive at a more generic version that I knew that anybody in LA would be able to read it and understand it.
Right, that's great. So what are the day-to-day responsibilities of the translation job?
Well, what I see it as my biggest responsibility is that every time I start to work on a translation, I remind myself I am not the author of that document. Next to that then comes my idea of maintaining myself disciplined to stay focused on the job I have in front of me and not to think of other jobs or other chores that are waiting, and to maintain a disciplined work schedule so that I can minimize interruptions, because the more interruptions you have, the greater the possibility for errors.
Right. And what are some of the skills and abilities necessary for someone to succeed in this job?
I would say that personally, I have found my number one ability is to be a good listener. The documents that I translate have a voice, and the voice is that of the writer. My gift is to bring that voice with its message or its meaning into the target language, exactly as the writer, not I, wanted to the reader to comprehend it. So don't be afraid to correct obvious grammar, punctuations, and wrong words to make the translation the best and the most accurate that you can, but keep in mind that that work is not your work.
Right. And do you use any specific language dictionary to do all these translations?
Yes, I usually work on Microsoft Office Suite. I use PowerPoint, Adobe Reader, Nuance OmniPage, Nuance PDF Professional, and online translators and dictionaries.
Right, perfect. And, you know, you have been in the industry for a long time. So can you tell us what kind of work can a translator expecting to be doing in the first 1 to 3 years of their career?
Well, I live in California, and there has been an explosion of everything is being translated. So there are such things as public information brochures, handouts, marketing letters, legal forms, advertisements, cultural events, government programs, and the list goes on and on.
Right. And when starting out a career as a translator, in average, what are the rates that you think that a freelance translator should charge to a translation company or maybe to an independent client?
What I have seen is the rates can vary from 1 cent to 16 cents per word. So it's hard to pinpoint a specific price. I would say that it also depends, like with me personally, it depends on the document that I'm translating and the industry it's in, the length of the document, and then also the turnaround time. So there's more variables than just the price per word that comes into play when you're dealing with the client.
Right, perfect. So for you, what's the most appealing thing about working as a translator?
Well, for me, it would have to be that I will never get to the point where I feel I know everything, that I will get bored of doing what I do, as well as I get an adrenaline rush as to the exposure of the various documents I work in and the people right. from the different industries that I come in contact with and I learn so much from.
Right. And what is the worst or maybe the most challenging part about working as a translator?
Well, I would say the most challenging part is to not allow yourself, or rather to not allow the job to isolate you. It can be a very lonely place when day in and day out, the only voices you're interacting with are the sheets of paper, the electronic media, and the reference sources. So I recommend to people to join clubs and associations, and they don't have to be connected to translation, so that you can have face-to-face contact and establish your own personal network.
Right, that sounds good. And what are your top, maybe three tips for translation professionals who want to have a very successful career in the industry?
Well, my three tips would be, one, the quality of your translations has to be the same high level quality of your customer service. And two, maintain respect for both the source and the target language. There are no deeper roots for a group of people than their religion and their language. And then three, it would have to be that without strong confidence in your skills, knowledge, and abilities as a translator and as a business person, you will undoubtedly fail at achieving success in this field.
Right. Those are very good tips. Thank you. And what is the number one most costly mistake that you have made within your translation career that you could share with others to help them avoid making these same mistakes? Does anyone come to mind that others could learn from?
Oh, definitely. Recently, I did a 500-page manual translation. So I would say that don't underestimate the amount of time the project is going to take. When you come to with the client with an agreed-upon time, always add in extra time for proofreading and re-proofreading. My experience was the night before I was to turn in the job, I happened to go in the flash drive and look at the document one more time, and five pages, for whatever reason, the computer had moved text around, reshifted text.
Oh, wow.
So at least, luckily for me, because I went back in, I caught that mistake, because it had been perfectly when I had filed it, but I don't know what happened. That the thing is that night before I turned it in, I was burning the midnight oil making all those corrections. And then my second part of that would be, make sure to always periodically back up your work in case there's a power failure or your computer crashes. Thousands of dollars have been lost because there's not sufficient time to recreate lost data. And also, future contracts can be lost that way if you don't meet your client's time.
That's right. And in your position right now as a successful translator, what recommendations would you give for someone who'd like to start their career as a translator?
Well, I'll keep this one nice and simple and to the point. All of the above.
Perfect. So hopefully everyone is listening to this interview very carefully. So our last question here. So many professionals pay a few hundred dollars to complete our certification program. And I was wondering if you had any one last piece of advice that you could provide or something you'd like to emphasize from this interview today that would be worth at least $400 to most translators over the length of their career. Besides everything else you already mentioned to us, there is very helpful. Do you have another $400 piece of advice that you could provide to everyone listening to you right now?
Certainly. When my friends and family ask me, so how are you these days? Right now, my current response is, well, the latest in Carmela's never-ending school of learning is that I'm studying with CTP to test and become a certified translation professional. I am the best and the most secure investment I know these days in the horrible current state of the economy worldwide. I can accurately predict that I will get a return on my investment of those $400 no less than six times over. And the reason I can do that is because I have already been making more than that without being certified.
Right.
So my strategy is in place to manifest greater success once I am a CTP certified translation professional. So my $400 piece of advice is that if you are not ready to and don't have your personal business plan in place to outline how you will succeed at this endeavor, there is no action that if you don't take action, you know, it's still not the right action. And CTP and the $400 will only open doors of opportunity.
Those are very important pieces of advice. So thank you very much for sharing all that with us today. Those were very important, and I'm sure that other translators could learn from what you just told us today. Thank you very much for conducting this interview, and email me anytime, and have a good day.